My name is Ludovico Alcorta. I am Director of Development Policy, Statistics and Strategic Research at UNIDO, the United Nations Industrial Development Organization. Finance has been important to structural transformation in developing countries because structural transformation is a long-term process that requires large amounts of investment. Investment is required, on the one hand, for development of new industries, new products and new processes that require new technologies. These new technologies are need to be developed, and their development takes a number of years and involves complex processes. To be able to undertake those processes and develop those technologies and move upwards in the scale of industrialization and economic development, you need to have a readily available source of finance. This source of finance, normally because of the nature of the long-term transformation that are taking place, requires to be available for long terms, as the investment takes a long period of, and it has to be available at interest rates that do not overkill projects. So one of the characteristics of structural transformation as a long-term process is that it requires long-term finance. Long-term finance can be provided through two mechanisms. One is through banks, and here we have two institutions like development banks or investment banks that are specialized in providing finance for this process of structural transformation. At the same time, we have mechanisms or programs that can be part of commercial institutions or other type of financial institutions that are specialized in lending for longer periods. In terms of non-banking lending, there are a number of mechanisms that are required for financing long-term structural transformation. For example, a developed stock exchange can provide the resources that are required for firms that require to build new technologies or move upwards in the complexity scale. Another source of finance may be venture capitalists who specialize in financing startup companies that will eventually develop the new products and the new processes required for structural transformation.